The Impressionist painter Auguste Renoir once said that when an artist discovers the hidden treasures of landscape, then others immediately exclaim at its beauty. It couldn't be more true of the Auvergne-Champagne region in northeast France, famous for the fruit of its vine and now for its connections with Renoir. It was here in Essois that he loved, painted some of his best works, and spent all his summers from the age of 39 until he died in 1919. Now it's home to his great-granddaughter, film star Sophie Renoir, and his old studio has been restored and she's flung open the doors.
Renoir was very attached to this place because his wife was from here, because the wine was very good, because he loves the food and the woman's there, and because the light was beautiful. Because every season, every hour of days, the colors change, but not that much, you know, it's very subtle.
Renoir was introduced to Essois for the first time in 1885 by local seamstress Aline Charigot, who became his model and later his wife. The light, landscape and gentle rolling countryside delighted him. Down at the bottom of the garden is the atelier, the studio where Renoir worked on his canvases and sculptures.
There's a lot of light in here. This is why he loved coming here, because of all the light, all the windows.
Yes.
And it's also at the bottom of the garden of the house.
Yes, it was away from the house and away from the noise of the children. But the light is very good, so he had the habit to paint here.
Down a side road in the village, a crumbling sign points to his studio, and behind it the cemetery where he, Aline and their sons lie at peace in their beloved countryside. It's all very understated and well off the usual tourist map. A far cry from Renoir's other home in Provence and those other honeypots like Monet's garden at Giverny.
It's impossible for me to open the house and to put some plates and some knives and some forks and say, oh, he used to have his dinner there and there. We don't want to have a Giverny here. It's very different. Monet was Monet, you know? Renoir was a person discret.
Oh.
He was simple.
Well, we've come now, I suppose, to a vineyard which may well have inspired Renoir when he was alive, because he liked to paint vineyards, I think.
He liked the vineyards, and Renoir liked the atmosphere and liked these people because the wine growers were very generous.
And he liked to drink the champagne also.
Of course. Like a lot of people, I think.
Is it possible to have too much champagne?
I don't think so.
No, I think I'll have some more.
I don't think so.
The area around Essois is the perfect Impressionist backdrop. The landscape is full of those gentle, soft colours, mixed with the deep green of the vines and the honeystone farm buildings. Further afield, the capital of the region, Troyes, was France's first town with half-timbered houses. Its medieval town centre is in the shape of a champagne cork. Even here, the atmosphere is somehow more laid back, more refined, and devoted to the finer things in life.
We don't like to have hundreds of people, you know, walking. And no, we prefer that few people are coming, but they know what they come to see for, you know. It's a nice little place. It's simple, as Renoir liked. A little sauvage, still a little wild in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we respect this very much.